have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question. And by the way, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and because we're on different time zones in the whole wide world, and if you're running around and you just don't have time to listen to the show and you wish, wow, I wish I could listen as it is happening, but I got to go shopping. I got to do this. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And my biblical question for this week, where are you seeking to exert yourself? Where are you seeking to exert yourself? Where? Amazing, huh? So it's Thursday again. The last day of April, Thursday, 2026. Isn't that amazing? It's like the sun is just coming up and going around the earth real fast, around the earth. And so, but for the flat earthers, we'll play along with you too. The sun is coming up and going up and down the earth, all right? For the flat earthers. We love the flat earthers too. What the? But it is Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Amazing. If anybody asks, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved. sanctified, and running for my life. Amazing. All in the name. It's in the blood. It's in the blood. Anyway, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. And amazing things are happening on earth. It's mind-blowing. And it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. As long as human beings hold on to bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, malice, it's just going to get worse. There will always be fighting between two people, three people, 1,000 people, 100,000. You would just fight for the rest of your life. And the unfortunate thing about it, you're never going to win. The unfortunate thing is that you won't give up and stop fighting and let the spirit of truth fight your battle for you. You will not come off or get off the battlefield of thoughts. You're not going to leave. You are so identified with them, with evil. And to give up that is like giving up your whole life. Who will I be if I don't have rage, you say? Who will I be if I'm not fury, filled with it, or wrath? Who will I be if I have just had love? If I had peace, that's not me, you say. Who will I be if I don't have pain and fear and worry and jealousy and envy? Who will I be if I don't become somebody? Isn't that amazing? You're calling evil good and good evil. And the other thing is so interesting to me, mind-blowing, Amerifro-blowing, because I have an Amerifro, not an Afro. I have an Amerifro. No Afro here, Amerifro. Amazing, huh? You say, who will I be if I'm not irritated? All human beings are irritated. And you say, well, that's normal. How sad is that? That's amazing. You know, another very, 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 just so very interesting to me. But not without understanding. I do understand. But it's just so amazing to me. That human beings think that because they read about God and Christ, or they have this idea about God and Christ, they think that just because they write down the name God or they read the word or they read the word about God, they read the Bible, they go to Bible class Monday, Wednesday, Friday, sometimes Saturday and Sunday, and they hear about God. And they read the word about God again. They discuss it. And they have these ideas about God. They even went down to the front of the church and accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior. They even were baptized in the name. They think that they know God. They think that that's what it means to know God. And they never find him. And they'll go around and they can talk about him until the cows come home. And they can quote the scriptures. And they can quote the preachers and whomever, whatever church or religion, whether it's Allah, Abba religion, Jewish religion, Christian, whatever religion. They quote those words like Natty going, no. And they have convinced themselves they know God. One thing I promise you, and without a doubt, as long as you think about God or Christ, as long as you think you know him, you've accepted him, you have ideas, and you can talk about him, and you can hold up holy hands and worship him. We have come into this place to lift up holy hands and worship him. You will never, ever, ever, never, never, never know God. Know it about God, read it about God, talking about God is not knowing God. As a matter of fact, they separate you so far away from him like as the east is from the west, the north is from the south. You're never going to know him until you give up thinking about him. All ideas, all thinking about God and his son Christ and even the Holy Spirit. What you don't know, and it's up to you. You don't have to stop just because I'm telling you. What you don't know, when you are thinking about God or thinking about salvation or thinking about Christ and whatever is separating you and thoroughly keeping you away from God and his son. And it will make you think, just because you can quote scriptures and you can think about him, that you know him. And yet, you don't even have sense enough to realize, well, I read the Bible about God, I quote, I go to the study classes, I do all that. But yet, I'm still bitter. I still get irritated. I still worry. I still get lonely. Suicidal thoughts. Sadness and a false happiness. I still look to the world and do as the world do. Or does. You never say, well, okay, if I got this thing with God, why am I still dealing with these issues? Why am I so divided? Why do I hate my fellow man? Because according to Ephesians 4:31-32, it's Bible stop a thirsty up in here. According to Ephesians, if you and God were one, Ephesians said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you. That ain't put away from you. You can't wait to get up in the morning and even have those attitudes toward yourself. Not only to speak about it toward others, you even have it toward yourself. I'm so angry, you say. I hate myself, you say. I want to be like John Doe, you say. Isn't that amazing? Oh, but you know God. You go right into the Bible class. Ephesians said to let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you. But you tell yourself, because you've been lied to, well, Jesus was mad. Jesus was angry. Why can't I be angry? Jesus had anger. He tossed, threw over the tables, something dumb like that. Can you get any dumber? You let somebody tell you that Jesus is angry so you could be angry too. And you believe in your mind that Jesus was angry. You think he had the human anger that you have. Oh, he flipped over the tables. Like, what the? Like, you cannot flip over a table unless you're mad. You're comparing Jesus to Satan, and you're calling him Jesus. Because you and the devil are one. What a mess! Ephesians said, so if Ephesians tell you to put away all anger and bitterness and wrath, why do you say, well, oh no, I can't get rid of my anger. I'm not letting that go. Is you crazy? You say. Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you. Put it away. But no, you hate your husband. You hate your boyfriend. You hate your wife. You hate your girlfriend. You hate your daddy, your mama, your friends. You hate the president. You hate the president's wife, the vice president. You hate everybody. You hate the Republican. You hate the Democrats. You hate this and you hate that. You're not putting it away. Put it all away along with all malice. And listen to this. This is so amazing. I'm getting goosebumps. Because this is the truth. What I'm about to read now. Put all that other stuff away. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you. Along with all malice. All of it. And watch this. Be kind to one another. Who are you kind to? The only time you call yourself, pretend to be kind is when you want something from someone. And then if you don't get it, your little kindness is gone out the window. And then when you do get it, and then you put off the pretending to be kind because you got what you want. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, not hard-hearted and bitter and nasty and wicked, but tenderhearted, forgiving one another. When the last time you forgave, truly forgave anyone, including yourself? When the last time? Smoke on that. When the last time you forgave and really meant it, that you even forgot it. Forgiveness is forgetting. If you're going to remember it, that's not forgiveness. Forget. Forgiveness, forget. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive others. You ain't doing that. Look at your attitude. Look at your government. Look at your media. Look at your family. Look at your friendships and workships, relationships. You don't forgive. I ain't forgiving them, you say. Oh, but you know Jesus. Or maybe you're an atheist. I'm an atheist. I don't forgive. That's for sure. And the world is hell on earth. Be kind to one another. Tenderhearted. Forgiving one another. Forgiving one another. Forgiveness is like always a state of mind. A state of being. Forgive as the Father has forgiven you for your stupidness, for your sins, for your judgment, for everything. But you only forgive. How will you be forgiven if you don't forgive? Where will your freedom come from? Where will it come from? There is a way to live. Two ways. You can live in the darkness as you already are, or you can live in the light. And what you don't know about the light, living in the light is amazing. It really, really is powerful. It's loving. It's insight. It's common sense. It's forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. It's forever. Amen. Walk in the light and trust the light. And the light is not in your head. It's not in thought. That's the darkness. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You're not going to find God or truth in thoughts. You're not going to find freedom. You're not going to find perfect peace. You're not going to find love in thought. I think about you both night and day. That ain't love. I miss your sweet loving that made me feel this way. That's not love. That's hate. I want to give you one quick example of pure, pure evil hate. And I'm showing you this example, but don't think it doesn't apply to you. It does. Anyone who has not forgiven, it applies to you. This is just an outward example of what's happening inside of somebody else, but it's in you too. You judge all the time. It's the same thing. You judge your enemy. It's the same thing. You think negative of yourself and others. It's the same thing, what I'm about to show you. You're just not in the public acting it out, but in your own mind, in your own private moments, you're acting it out. When you think negatively of others, you're acting it out. You're doing exactly what this person is doing. And you'll say, oh, God, I can't believe they're that evil. I would never do that. And then you lie. The fact you say you would never do it is a lie. You're doing it as you say you'll never do it. Because every time you say what you never will do is what you'll do. And so you're lying. Oh, I'll never steal money, you say. And then you steal. I will never kill. And then you kill. You may not kill physically, but you kill it in the mind. When you think negatively to Libby, you judge others, you're killing. You are murder. When you're angry, you're killing. You're murder. And you think just because you didn't carry it out in a physical way, the sin is in the mind. It's not the act itself. All sin is in the mind. When you're thinking it, you're sinning. But you think when you do it, it's a sin. And that's not the sin. The sin is thinking it. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Here's a perfect example of an evil inside of another person, and they are demonstrating it to the world. But don't say, oh, God, this person is off, and they are. But you're no different if you have anger. One little bit of anger, you're no different. This is from masslive.com. Democratic strategist James Carville made three comments on his podcast. Not three, but these comments, my bad. These comments on his podcast in April of 2026. I want you to hear them and watch your own thought and your reaction to it. You're reacting to it because you're the same way. You're just not on Jane Carver doing a podcast saying it out loud. But it's in your mind. Watch this from X. Here's James Carver from X.
I want to be clear on this. I do not want that man to die. I want to watch him suffer. And I can't watch a dead person suffer. So I want him to be fully cognizant come November. So when people tell him.
Isn't that amazing? One more time.
I want to be clear on this. I do not want that man to die. I want to watch him suffer. And I can't watch a dead person suffer. So I want him to be fully cognizant come November. So when people tell him.
And according to the report, he is referring to Donald Trump. Isn't that amazing? You hate your fellow man. How can you say you love God, who you've never seen, and you hate your fellow man? You hate your own father. You hate your own mother. But you say you love God. You hate yourself. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. And you think that bad. Here's another example of evil. From Grok. Joy Behar on ABC, The View. So just imagine that, according to this report, James Carville, of whom I met several times at different events, we've spoken at different events, he, according to this, he's wishing Donald Trump to stay alive and fully aware so he can witness Donald Trump's suffering during the next election. Amazing, huh? This is from Grok. Joy Behar on ABC, The View, assert that Donald Trump began all hate and division in America. Watch this from X and ABC.
We are planning to vote in November. He has a 33% approval rating, which will probably go
into the
20s.
It's bigger than Donald Trump, though, and I think we make a mistake by pretending that all division in this country springs from one man. I think this is such an important point. I want to pull up a tweet.
Excuse me, it does.
No.
He started
this. There's so much war in this country. It predated Donald Trump. It will post-date him. This is all not all going to go away when he's out of office.
The cult needs a head, and he's the head.
The evil one is blaming somebody else for how the evil one feel. That's what Satan does. All victims' mentality blame other people for the way they feel. Evil has been around since Adam and Eve. When Eve listened to the serpent, she became evil. And when Adam listened to the woman, he became evil. Evil been around since, ever since. And this hell for playing is Donald Trump. And you can see the wickedness in her eyes, as you saw in James Carver as they were saying that. But you're saying, oh, no, I'm not like Joy Behar. Yes, you are. You judge secretly in your mind. You gossip secretly, and sometimes in your mind. You're just like Joy Behar and James Carver. You're just not saying it out loud, but you're thinking it. And all thoughts are evil. All thoughts are lies all the time. You got to stop thinking. You got to give up. But who will I be, you say, if I don't think? Won't you stop thinking and find out, and I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. This is Hell on Earth inside of human beings. And anytime you blame anyone, you made me mad, you made me glad, you made me sad, you made me this, you're lying. No one cannot make you feel anything that's not already in you. Isn't that amazing? Announcements. Number one. Today is the last day for the 30% off on all of the merch, all of our merch. Today is the last day for the merch. Amazing merch. When she cries, she's lying, and all kind of stuff. Hoodies, tote bags, little sticker things, T-shirts and mugs and everything. Except for the coffee. The coffee is not on sale, buddy. Punch's coffee is too good to be on sale. Alpha male, beta male. Your mama, your daddy didn't leave you. He left your mama, so don't cry. What the? T-shirt. Punchy coffee. Good. So listen, go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, and put in the code JLP30. Use the code to get your 30% off. JLP30 at the checkout there. Today is the last day. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingdemand.com/stores. I warned you, right? I reminded you. I told you over and over again. So don't say you didn't know. The Hake Report is coming up. Oh, like these videos. I forgot to tell you. Like the videos. The Hake Report is coming up at 9. After my show, after the JLP show, thehakereport.com. And James Hake is on fire. Fire! Dun-dun-dun. And after that, oh, Lord, the American anchor baby. Not the African anchor baby, not the Mexican anchor baby, not the Japanese anchor baby, not the China anchor baby. Oh, you got rice? Not the China apple baby, but the American anchor baby from 11 to 1 p.m. And then, last but not least for now, brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had an interesting talk with Adam Kahn, and he is a progressive debater, a political commentator, and a male feminist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
They let these foreigners in, and they chant death to America.
You get annoyed with people saying death to America, but Trump and his team are actually trying to bring death to America.
That's amazing. So it sounds like you don't like Trump.
Trump is what you might call a beta male, right? He's a liar, he's a sore loser, he's a cheater, he's vengeful and spiteful and hateful. Do you like Obamacare, Jesse?
No.
You don't think people should have cheaper health care?
It's expensive because we got these losers that we have to pay for.
We shouldn't pay for the losers. We should just let them die.
Yes. It was interesting. The FallenState.tv tomorrow at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report and just before the American Anchor Baby on Fridays. All right? You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. You can support it there or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Killer Mike. Devil emoji. John 19:19. Pontius Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross reading, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
I rest my case. I rest my case. Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul, always remember if they splash you with mud, don't rub on it. Wait till it dries and just brush it off.
Oh, nice. Hey, who is that?
Fazul.
Fazul, you something else. Right on. Thank you.
Bree K, 5 coffees. These are buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And no message from Bree K.
Thank you, Bree K. Amazing.
Good morning, Jesse, says someone.
Good morning, someone.
Is Amish a generational curse? Most Amish people are expected to promise to stay Amish or in that church district till death does you part. I loved being Amish, but when it came to make that promise, everything turned to hell. I didn't want to promise. I just wanted to live my life.
I promise you. Amish is a religion, right? A religious thing?
Yes, it's a subset of it's a type of Christianity, pretty sure.
Yeah. Are they like forcing themselves to just do nothing? Like just ride on a buck in a horse and wagon and pick cotton and are they forcing that to stay that way?
Yeah, the idea being as I understand it, not embracing the world, the things of the world.
Isn't that funny? I mean, not funny, but interesting. So they don't want to embrace the world.
Right.
But yet they fight each other. They're so restricted that the kids hate it. People try to get away from there. They still fight in the world, inside their own world. Isn't that amazing?
Indeed.
But thank you. Amazing.
And on Buy Me a Coffee, Popcorn's Thump Keg Jesse, when you give people advice on the show, you often say, do what you want, but here's what I recommend.
Yeah.
My question is, what is the difference between doing what you want and having a free will?
Well, doing what you want simply means you could stay in your misery. You could stay hateful. You could stay angry. You could stay judgmental. Or you can take the advice, forgive and overcome it. Because I know for sure and without a doubt, you cannot help anyone. You cannot help others. Now, if they're looking for help, you give them the knowledge of how to overcome it, right? You give them the knowledge. Then once you give them the knowledge of how to overcome the hell, the misery, then you have to leave it up to them to do what they want with it. You can't force it. And you don't judge them because they don't want it. So when I say, do what you want, of course, that means stay in your hell. Don't blame me or anyone. Just stay there. Or take the knowledge of this and return to the Father. salvation is about returning to the Father, being free. So that's why I cannot tell you the number of people over the last 35 years or so since I've been doing this who have tried to help somebody, their family members, their friends. They try to get them saved, whatever they do. And it all backfired on them. It does not work. And then you all, if that doesn't work, you try to help them again and more and more, and you're just digging a hole for yourself. You, who are you that you can help somebody when you can't even help yourself? You can't get your own self out of your misery. There's a higher power. There's a higher power, and he cares for you, and I hear him calling your name. I'm really gonna miss you. I'm really gonna miss you. Everything about you, your smiling face. You heard that song before?
I have indeed.
You ain't a baby.
Many a time.
I'm really gonna miss you.
Smokey Robinson.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Thank you, Popcorn. He
also, and as far as the free will, you don't have a free will.
He said, how can someone do what they want, as you say, if they don't have a free will?
Well, what I mean by do what you want, stay in your hell, or you can ask for help and come out of your hell. Because if you had a free will, you would have already willed yourself out of your hell. You would have willed yourself to stop thinking. You would will yourself to never have another negative thought. Let me see you, Popcorn, put your will at work. To work. Thank you, Popcorn. Who?
Popcorn's Thump Keg.
Thank you, Popcorn Thump Cake. Amazing name, too. What the?
Keg, not cake.
Oh, keg.
Keg like a keg of moonshine or...
Oh, beer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. Interesting name, though.
Named after a moonshiner.
When you say popcorn cake, immediately I thought about what I used to have. I used to work for a carpet company out in Indiana, City of Industry.
Oh, nice. Oh, really?
Yeah.
In SGV.
And then I used to have these parties on Fridays. And not me, but other workers would do them too, but I would have them at my house sometime on Fridays. And these Mexicans would come.
Of course.
They were my friends.
They dominate the San Gabriel Valley.
And they would bring these big cake of wine. I mean, not wine, but beer.
Oh, yeah.
The Mexicans love beer.
Indeed.
And their wives would come and everybody. And they would get so drunk, they couldn't even go home. The wives and their husbands had to sleep over because they were so drunk.
Did they help you clean up the house after, in the morning?
That's a good question. I can't remember. Maybe. It looked like the Mexican ladies helped.
Some of them would, and some of them wouldn't.
Yeah, some won't, some. But it was not just Mexican, but it was the Mexican who brought the most beer, because there were white men and women there, too.
Yeah.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Anyway, thank you. Amazing.
And Popcorn says thanks.
You're welcome.
Red Gun 51 gifted the can on pill.net.
Thank you, Red Gun 51.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe, I could be mistaken, that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very much for your support. So Derek is telling me that those, what's that religion people?
Amish.
Amish people, they're a group known for simple living.
Yeah.
Plain dressing, and they refuse to adopt modern technology. So they don't have cell phones?
That I do not know. Do Amish have cell phones?
Dare tell me my ears, no cell phone.
Today I learned on Reddit, Amish are allowed to use computers. It depends on the specific Amish community and denomination. There's no single universal rule for all Amish people. There's old order Amish that strictly forbids personal cell phones and smartphones. New Order Amish, more progressive group, more likely to permit cell phones. Business use, regardless of denomination, they many of them do own cell phones to stay in touch with customers, employees.
Amazing.
And youth usage, with looser restrictions in communities with looser restrictions, it's become common among Amish youth.
I am amazing.
Brave AI.
I counseled with them, the Amish people, some Amish people who ran away. And it's interesting how the parents treat the children who run away. They don't want to talk to them. They want to play with them. And then, according to what I've been told, even the fathers in the Amish community are beta males.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? How can you be an Amish man and still afraid of your wife?
A son of Adam, I guess.
Or your mama. Come on now. Jimmy is out of Canada. Jimmy, you are on the air.
How are you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Jimmy.
Hey, I called there last week. I don't know if you remember.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Okay, I apologize. I was talking about how to overcome lust, and you gave me some advice.
Oh, and, yeah, I remember thinking, now.
Yeah, I was thinking about them, what you said this week, and I don't understand how to overcome this lust. Because when I look back, it's like a loop I'm going through every time, because this is not my first time trying. And it starts very well and I'm doing good, and then I go back and it's like a loop. And I don't know, I need some more clarification or maybe some more advice if you have some.
What's your question for me?
My question is, now I want to start over again, and I don't know, I don't want to go through the loop again.
And your question for me is what? What's your question for me?
My first question is, should I give up woman, the female, forever? Like, be celibate forever?
And what's your second question?
The second one is, like, what is it that I don't understand that makes me go, like, this loop over and over again? It's something I don't understand, and I know it's simple, but I don't understand. It's been some years now. What is it that I don't understand?
You don't understand that you are pretending to want to be free. You are lying. You don't want to be free because I've given you all the information I can give you about how to be free. I've told you about thoughts. I told you stop judging yourself and others. But you're pretending. You're lying. You don't want to be free. You love the thrills of calling me about it. You love the thrill of pretending that you want to be free. Poor me. Poor Jimmy, I can't go back to work. They're going to look at me. I can't do that. You're pretending. You're lying. You don't want to be free, because if you wanted to be free, you'll be free already.
And when you say pretending, I'm pretending to you also, or I'm pretending to me also?
You're pretending to yourself and to the whole world. You're playing a game. You and the devil are one, and you love it, because if you didn't, you would have already dropped it.
But what is it, okay? What is it that makes me seek the truth? And
you're not seeking the truth. You're pretending. Because if you were seeking the truth, Jimmy, you would already at least be on your way. Because you know that all thoughts are lies. You've heard that over and over again, and you won't give up that. You love the fact to worry that your job got enough. Going to judge you. You love it. You're pretending, Jim. You're faking it.
I understand. But you saying all this is consciously or unconsciously? Am I doing this on purpose?
Yes.
But I don't know this?
Yes, you do know. You play the game.
Really?
Yeah. It's more exciting to you to be pretending you want to be free than it is to be free. Because if you wanted to be free, Jimmy, you'll be free. You'll be at least close to it, gone through a lot of the hell, but you're not taking any of the advice and putting it to work. You're faking it.
And what can I do about this?
Stay in your misery. Stay in your misery until you're ready to come out. That's the only thing. You have no other choice.
But this is what I asked you last time. I don't have the pure desire to overcome this.
Right, so just stay in your hell until you're tired of suffering. And if you get serious about overcoming, you will. But in the meantime, Jimmy, stay in your misery and stop pretending.
Okay, so should I? I need to think about this, but thank you, yeah.
You're welcome, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to David out of Arizona. David, you are on the air.
Hey, Jersey, can you hear me correctly?
Yeah.
Hey,
I can.
One,
yes, so, I can, David.
Yeah, okay. Happy Bible Thumper Thursday. I have a question regarding Philippians 3:13.
Okay.
It says to forget, well, Paul says, forget what's behind and seek what's ahead. I see, like, life passing by so fast. I see my parents getting older, and I feel like after all these years, I'm in my 30s now, so, like, nostalgia is starting to hit me more, thinking about the old memories, and I sometimes have nightmares of, like, my parents passing, and I know that's going to happen. It's not if, it's when. How do I deal with, like, forgetting the past and moving forward?
By not thinking about it. There is no, where is the past?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Like, I mean, I would say in my nightmares sometimes.
Where is the past?
In my thoughts, right?
So how can you be thinking of something that doesn't exist?
Sometimes I just go unconscious. I see my parents getting older, and like, boom, I just get these thoughts, and it's like, it hits me pretty hard.
And your thoughts about your parents?
Yeah, just childhood, you know, seeing them getting older and knowing that all that's like fading away, I guess. And like, it's like, biblically, this life's pretty real. Like, wow, like, this is something just fading away, I guess. It hits me like that.
But why are you thinking about something like that?
Just because I get like nightmares, I guess. Like,
you stop thinking about that? Would you have nightmares? Would you get nightmares then?
Probably. Sometimes I go back to my parents.
How can you have a nightmare without a thought?
I don't know. Sometimes I randomly just dream about it, and I just like don't like those type of dreams.
David, can you hold for me?
Yeah.
Let me take a break.
Yeah, no problem.
The hate news is coming right now. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. It is Baba Thumper Thursday, and I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
A hailstorm killed an emu. A 21-year-old emu at a Missouri zoo
this hailstorm canceled flights, damaged hundreds of vehicles. On Tuesday, this is kind of old news. It's Thursday, okay, guys? I get news late. It's fake news and late news, but I don't think it's fake news. On Tuesday, a severe hailstorm struck the Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield, Missouri, killing a 21-year-old emu named Adam and injuring a rhea, R-H-E-A, which is a, I guess, South American ostrich thing. Injured a rhea. National Weather Service meteorologist Justin Titus measured a four inch. That's like 10 centimeters, I think, right? I think. Anyway, hail after the storm hit around 11 a.m., causing significant, quote unquote, damage to zoo buildings. More than 10,100 customers lost power following the storm in Greene County. City utilities reported outages dropped about to about 4,200 within 2 hours, whatever that means. And so Springfield Greene County Public Office Information Officer Nicolette Zangara reported widespread damage across the region, including shattered windshields, roof damage. The zoo remained closed yesterday, Wednesday. Staff assessed the damage and continued recovery efforts. While the injured rhea, that's the ostrich thing, received ongoing veterinary care. Crazy, huh? Some serious mess going on in the world. Press freedom, meanwhile, worldwide, is at its lowest level in 25 years, so claims a watchdog group. But what do they know? This is welcome to our world, right? Where they clamp down on us. We, the true free press, you guys too. Anyway, the so-called Supreme Court has limited the use of race in redistricting for a win for Republicans. Race in redistricting. Because they did this voting rights mess, which gave blacks undue power over whites. And we all know that blacks are mostly Democrat, which I call demon rat. They're suckers. Anyway, so-called Supreme Court also blocked OBACs, pro-life centers, pregnancy centers, anti-abortion pregnancy centers, in a New Jersey case. Oh, very nice. There's some updates on some recent crimes, terror attacks, I guess you might call them. A man who killed those Brown University students late last year and an MIT professor at his home a few days later. He was targeting so-called symbolic victims tied to personal grievances. The FBI said, 48-year-old man did this, so-called man, Claudio Manuel Neves Valente, a Portuguese national. He killed two Brown University students and an MIT professor days later outside the professor's home, I guess, in December 2025 before, quote-unquote, dying by suicide, they call it now, in New Hampshire. Planning began in 2022. This guy was, I guess, loosely maybe planning this 3 years prior, using two legally purchased 9mm pistols from Florida. Earlier this week, students injured in the attack filed a lawsuit alleging Brown University ignored prior warnings about this guy who was wandering around on campus, I guess, and casing the place maybe the day before. I forget what exactly the story was, okay? And they failed to provide adequate security that could have prevented this. The FBI assessed that this Valente, struggled with how he viewed his life achievements and felt marginalized, a liberal woman word, right, by others. Yet investigators acknowledged only he knew the full reason, quote unquote, if he even knew, God knows, behind the attacks, and mental health stressors alone cannot explain them. By attacking them, Neves Valente, that's his two last names, I guess, was likely to overcome his shame and envy, able to overcome his shame and envy by using violence to punish those communities that he perceived contributed to his downfall, so said the FBI. Sounds a little bit like some liberal hogwash mumbo jumbo, but what do I know? Maybe there's some truth to it. I'm James Hake, now back to the JLP show, Hour 2.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Thursday, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, that's 888-77-JESSE, no I. And my biblical question, where are you seeking to exert yourself? Where are you seeking to exert yourself? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just got to go and do whatever it is you got to do. You can podcast, but you can still listen on your phone as it's happening. It's been made possible by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash Shop is Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh God, are you ready?
Hallelujah. Bible Thumper Thursday, all the way, 888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to David. I had to put him on hold there because we came to a break out of Arizona. David.
Yeah, I'm here, Jesse.
Okay, go ahead. So you're having these nightmares. You're looking at your parents, and they're getting older, and you're tripping.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like for me, I listen to you a lot, and I say those are just thoughts, and then reality hits me. For like, I guess that's just life. I was reading the comments right now on your live, and I'd be noticing. I was reading some of them, and it's going back to Philippians 3:13, letting go of the past and moving forward. And I read one comment in particular saying, "That's just life," and I agree with that. You know, it is just life, but it's
the
hard truth. Yeah, it's just life, I guess.
What does it mean that this is life?
I guess, just like you say, we have no control over nothing. It's just, don't play God, and I am an observer. God is the creator, and I accept that, and I have these, like, nightmares of, I guess, the reality hitting.
What is just life?
What just is life.
Are you thinking nightmare is just life?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I guess when you...
How is nightmare life? Nightmares are death. How is it life?
No, not nightmares. I'm talking about, like, being awake, being a human being, just being alive is just life. Life.
Repeat that. I'm sorry, David. Go ahead. I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Yeah, so basically, I read a comment on the live.
I know
comment.
That, but what do you mean by that? Just life.
What I'm personally mean by it, I guess it's just like you have no control over nothing. It's just life. It's, you're going to see your parents get older. You just got to accept it. I guess acceptance, all right? Like just like they say in the silent prayer, we're observers. We're not in control of nothing.
And so if you know that for sure, why do you have nightmares or worry about anything?
Personally, I think it's because, I live in Arizona, I live in Phoenix. I was living in North Phoenix, and I had just moved in West Phoenix, so I do see my parents more often on the weekends and stuff like that, and I guess it's just starting to hit me where, like, seeing them get older, and I get these repressed memories, and they're good memories, though. They're not, like, bad memories.
And your question is what?
How do I live by that? Like Philippians 3:13. I get told that a lot, you know, forgetting what's behind and moving forward what's ahead.
What would happen if you never thought about the past at all?
I would probably just, like you say, you know, have a wait and see mentality. Just wait and see.
What would happen if you never thought about the past, period?
You probably have a peaceful life.
Why don't you do that and find out?
I'm trying. It's just these nightmares just hit me. And like I just talk about it now, but sometimes I do wake up. Like, I know I'm a grown man, and I know men are not supposed to cry, but I just, like, I get up, and I'm just like, man, like, it's, like, I guess it is the hard truth. It's getting older.
You wake up in nightmare crying?
No, I don't wake up, like, crying hysterically. I'm just, like, you know, a little tear. Sometimes it's just like
So you have nightmares about your parents dying, and so you wake up in tears.
Right. Yep. And I've told them too about it.
You told them?
Yeah, I just tell them. You know, like, you guys are getting older. You know, like, for example, I had an uncle die yesterday. Like, he passed away yesterday, and I'm just like, man. Like, I guess I'm pretty sure everybody can relate. It's just, you know, you're gonna have that family call and say, hey, someone died, and I have these nightmares of
why are you thinking about death at all? Why not just live? What are you doing thinking about death, and especially about somebody else's dying, someone else dying? Why are you even focused on that for a second?
I don't know. I guess it's just, I don't know. I would love to stop thinking about that.
Why don't you stop thinking about it then? If you love to stop,
how do I
mean, if you would love to stop thinking about death, why don't you stop thinking about it?
I don't know. I mean, I believe, too, maybe not your teachings, because your teachings are pretty good, like, forgetting about that. But I guess, like, you know, growing up Catholic is also, like, you just think eternal life, death, you know. When did they ever talk about life? You know, that's when it hit me, I guess.
How old are you?
I'm 29 right now, but I'm about to turn 30. I just ate, and I'm 30 now.
But how old are you?
29.
You're 29?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So, I don't understand. What's your question for me, David?
Basically, just in simple form, how do I forget the past? Not forget it, but, you know, just like Paul says regarding Bible Thumper Thursday, forgetting the past and reaching for what's ahead. Like, basically, how would I do that without these crazy nightmares that I'm having?
And so, let me ask again, because of time, where is the past?
Me personally, I think it's just in your memory.
And so if you know that, why do you still go with the thoughts about something that doesn't even exist?
Just like being stuck in the past. Memories, and I pray about it and do silent prayer.
How can you be stuck in something that doesn't exist?
Probably by choice.
How can you be stuck in a path that doesn't even exist?
You can't, right?
It doesn't exist. It's just a thought, David. Why don't you let go of the thought? because when you enter the thought, you and the devil are one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So if you agree with it, why don't you let the thought go?
I guess I'll start doing that. Pretty no. hard, but I'll definitely start.
What's hard about not thinking?
Reality?
What's reality?
Life and death?
That's not reality.
What is it then?
An illusion.
So reality is an illusion.
Yeah. The one you're having, real reality is real. But the one you're having about life and death and all that crap, that's an illusion because there's no such thing as death. That's an illusion. Death does not exist.
So when I have, just because of time, like you say, when my uncle passed yesterday, like, where is he now? Like, what does death mean? Like, what is it?
I'm sorry?
Like, with my uncle passing away yesterday and he died, what does that mean then? Like, what does death mean then if death is an illusion?
His body's just not here.
Yeah. So just to keep it short, so where would you say his spirit goes?
I don't know, and I don't care, and you shouldn't either.
Yes, sir.
Why are you spending your time on that kind of stuff?
Just because I'm getting older. You know, my parents are a lot older. Obviously, like, they had me when they're older. And just a quick question for yourself. You know, did you go through that when your parents were getting older? You know, it's something that maybe some wisdom you may have for that. Your dad and mom.
I saw him getting older when I paid attention, but I'm like, what the? And but they're getting old had nothing to do with me.
That's right.
So it's not about, you said you were scared of something, right? You're afraid?
Yes, sir. Oh, very.
So it's about you and not about them.
I will confess, yeah. I agree.
What are you afraid of? They're dying, not you. What are you afraid of?
I guess, like, it could come back to, like, I just hope they have a good life and a meaningful life.
Why?
Because I saw them suffer, I guess, when they're raising me.
And what that has to do with you?
Probably nothing.
So why don't you stop it then? Because it's still about you. I saw them suffering. I hope they have a good life. Why is everything about you?
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
That was a question.
Yeah, so why is it about me?
Yeah.
I guess it's just the ego. You know, it's my ego.
You don't care two hoops about your parents. It's all about you and how you feel and what you want. And if this happens, this is going to happen to you. You don't even know who you are, David.
Yes, sir.
Who are you?
I agree. I think about that question so much. When you ask that in Fallen State, I say I'm just a living being. I'm just alive. That's all I am.
Why not just say you don't know?
I don't know, yep. I do not know who I am.
No, I said, instead of saying I'm a human being or anything, why can't you admit you don't know who you are?
Yeah, no, I admit, I don't know.
So, David, are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I do it every morning. And also, too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, morning and night. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, David.
Yes, sir.
You're never going to be free until you stop your relationship with evil.
Yeah.
You still have whenever a situation comes, you run right to the same evil that created that situation. You run right to thoughts and you can continue. You get in a bad situation. You got in that situation because you were consulting with thoughts, with evil. And once you get in the situation and something happens, now you go right back and you consult with evil, with the devil. And it's just keeping you in a situation. Why don't you stop all communication with the devil, with thoughts?
Yeah.
Why not? Why don't you just stop it?
Yeah, I will.
No, okay, I asked, really why don't you that. Stop it?
why don't I listen to thoughts too much, and why don't I, my ego, but I definitely will, just to keep it, the question, because, like, it's a little, question's a little tough for me, but, yeah, why don't I stop it, to keep it simple, I will, it's something I will try.
So do Mexicans worship death because they're Catholic?
Yeah, death is just everywhere. It's just like, it's go to question. Yeah, death is something that the community, Mexican culture, is all about.
Why? I mean, is it because of the Catholic religion?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
And so they teach you all a lot about death.
Yeah, like eternal life, life's temporary, Ash Wednesday, or dust, where this life is nothing to be permanent.
What is Ash Wednesday?
Ash Wednesday is a basically Lent.
They put a little dust on their head, it looks silly.
Yeah, that was me, and I called you about that too during Wednesday, or during Ash Wednesday, meaning like what was it all about, and I'm not sure you remember that call.
You can let go of the idea of death and stop being obsessed with death, because there is no such thing as death.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's only
eternal life.
Yeah.
The only reality is eternal life. Everything else is an illusion.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. I agree with that.
And so if you want the nightmares to end, you got to stop thinking. Don't be thinking about your parents dying or you dying or any of that stuff. Those are just thoughts, and they are evil, and you be aware of those thoughts when they come and tempt you like that. Do nothing about them. Don't call them you. Just be aware of it, and the light that is causing you to be aware of the thought will take them away from you, because that is the nature, the voice of evil.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And so don't be telling your parents you're thinking about them dying and you wake up in sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, I told them about it, and they just tell me, you know, like, son, this is temporary, you know? And then they tell me, too, like, anything can happen, too. Stop thinking about that. And I can go first, too. It's just like, you know, just, yeah, they tell me not to worry. I tell them personally, hey, if that ever happens, you know, how do you want me to feel? What do you want me to do? And he just tell me, move on with life. And I agree with that.
That's so insane that you're having that kind of conversation with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, for example, my uncle died yesterday. I had a cousin die 2 months ago. I had a number of deaths in the family last year. It's just something that I'm pretty sure anybody can relate. It's like,
it's not happening to you. Why would you relate?
Just ego, right? Ego.
Death is not, first of all, not real. Secondly, it's not happening to you. I remember once my father died 1 year, and then the next year, the beginning of the very next year, a brother of mine died, expired. And then at the end of that same year, another brother expired. I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
And I just told them, don't y'all die during the wintertime, so I don't want to go back to Indiana. I don't want to go back to a funeral in the cold. I hate the cold weather. But, David, you're tripping. It's just a thought. Yeah. Watch those thoughts and stop calling them you.
Yes, sir. I will. I'll definitely do that.
You're going to do what?
Just stop thinking like that and stop calling it me.
Because, David, there is no past.
Yeah.
Whatever happens in life is happening right now. And then when the now is over, that situation is over. But the deceiver tell you that, oh, remember when it did this. Remember when that happened. Remember. And you think that it makes you think there is a past. There is no past. Eternal life is right here all the time. In eternal life, there is no past or future. All you will ever have is right now. That's reality.
Yes, sir.
And so all that little Catholic mess that you've been taught, you need to forget it. It was a setup.
I
I agree.
Yeah, you should let that go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jesse. And have a happy Bible Thumper Thursday again. I call you every Thursday, so I really appreciate it. I feel comfortable talking to you. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. You stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Bye now. 888-77 Jesse, let me go to first time caller out of New York. Joseph out of New York. Joseph, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
How you doing, sir?
All is well.
My first time talking to you, man.
Right on.
You know, this is a pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get to my question. Do you believe in generational curse?
Yes.
Because before you answer that, sir, I am a recovering alcoholic. My dad was an alcoholic. My uncle was an alcoholic. My grandfather was an alcoholic. My great-grandfather was an alcoholic. None of my sisters or my brothers doesn't have it like me. Well, my little brother, too. But it hits me the worst, sir, because I'm the most responsible one. I have my tech degree in radiology. And is that I just can't get it together, sir.
And
what's your opinion?
Yes, sir. When you say you're the most responsible one, what do you mean?
Well, I feel like I help my mom a lot when it comes to the bills and everything like that. You know?
And why?
Because she's not working.
Why don't she get a job?
She's trying to.
No, she's not trying to get one.
Okay.
If she would try to get
though.
A job.
She's older. She's like 65, 70. Well, I'm not good with dates.
Right. Well, she could get Social Security or Medicare and yes, other things.
Yeah, but it's very little in New York right now. I'm not in New York no more. I flew over to Las Vegas, Nevada. So.
Why are you letting your mother use you like you are her husband?
Thank you to Bumble Clock Dog. Thank you. I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to curse. I'm sorry.
You're not your mother's husband. Why don't you divorce her? Because she's not going to divorce you. She's using you. And that's why she won't get up and do for herself, because she has made you her husband.
I heard about that, something called about a son husband.
And then she tell you how wonderful you are and how bad the other kids are. They're no good. They don't take care of me. They don't this. She's stroking your ego to use you. She doesn't care about you at all. Why don't you dump her?
Yeah, I'm actually on that mission right now, sir.
Why don't you dump her right now? You don't. Dumping your mother is not a mission. Dumping your mother is a doing right now. Be done with her.
Okay.
What would happen if you did that?
I feel bad.
Why?
Just to know that, I don't know, probably if I do that, maybe the other kids will pick up the slack, I guess.
That's not your responsibility to even think about that at all. Why would you feel bad?
I do feel bad because my life is not really good right now.
Because you're not living your life. You're living your mama's life.
Okay.
Why don't you just live your life and drop your mama and stop being all responsible? You're not responsible for anyone but you and your children, little children, if you have children. But other than that, you're not responsible for anyone.
Okay.
Where's your mother's husband?
My pops died about 5 years ago.
Why don't you give your mother a notice? I'm done. Goodbye.
You don't think that's kind of messed up, sir?
What's messed up?
About this, saying, hey, mom, I can't do this no more. She took care of me all my life. You don't think I can't take care of her?
She was supposed to take care of you. She was the parent. She wasn't doing you a favor. She was doing her job. You didn't make a promise to your mother while you were in heaven. Okay, Dad and Mom, y'all make me. I'm going to come down there, and I'll take care of y'all for the rest of my life. You didn't make that kind of promise with her. She wasn't doing you a favor. Parents supposed to take care of the children. And when the children become adult, the children go their way and live their lives. You don't owe her anything but not to resent her. That's all.
No, I don't resent her. Not
Have you
at
forgiven
all.
Her?
She gave me a good life.
Have you forgiven
she gave
her?
Me a good life.
Your mother has not given you a good life.
Yeah, because everything I felt like, everything I feel like, it's just overall, sir, I feel like I owe her, and she make it seem like I owe her.
Right, because that's how she use you. All mothers do that to children to control them, make you feel guilty like you owe her something. You don't owe her anything. And so what do you mean she gave you a good life? She got you, based on what you're telling me, she made you feel guilty? She made you feel like you owe her something? Why do you call that a good life? What's the good life about that?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
It's no good life because let me get up. You just missed my whole train of thought, sir.
Why you said my mother gave me a good life, but yet you're miserable. She's making you feel guilty. She's controlling you. What's the good life?
Yeah. You're right. That's not a good life.
No, that was a question.
Oh, when I got in trouble when I was younger, because, you know, I'm in the ghetto. Not the ghetto, but in New York, you know. Got arrested. She always was there and everything like that. But hey, right now, I'm a tech right now, so.
You know why she was there? Because it was her fault that you were in jail. You became like what you hate.
Amazing.
Amazing. You became like what you hate. You became just, you hate it. You became like your mother. And you start acting like her, and she knew it. And she's like, let me get my baby out of jail because I can control him. He think I love him because I'm getting him out of jail. He doesn't know I'm setting him up to use him.
Okay. Oh, man. You just woke me up, man. So, okay, my next question is, sir, what do you think about generational curses when I'm talking about my alcoholism and stuff like that?
But you're not an alcoholic. Why do you call yourself an alcoholic?
Because I'm bored. I don't have no wife. My son is 18. He's doing better than me. Because I set him in the right path.
But how can
amazing.
How can you set him on the right path, but you're not even on the right path? Darkness cannot help darkness.
Right. Because I told him, I always told him, never be like me.
That's sad.
Yeah.
So why do you call yourself, who are you?
Who am I? I know I drink a lot. Can I stop? Yes, because when I stop, I don't get the shivers or nothing like that.
Hold
like
on
how
for a minute, Joseph.
Do.
Let me take a quick break. I'll come back to you, all right? Don't hang up.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. 888-77-5373. One quick announcement is I do shout-outs. Whatever the shout-out is, I do it for you. Shout-out, I'll do them for you. Wedding shout-out, congratulations, birthday, shout-outs to whomever you want me to. Encouragement. Whatever the shout out is, I'll do it for you. Shout out, all right? Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I want to go back to Joseph, a first time caller out of New York. So, Joseph.
Yes, sir.
Because of time, who are you?
I'm a very ambitious person, but right now I don't feel very ambitious, sir.
So,
and that's what you talk about, humility. Yeah. Can you please explain that to me?
Okay, we'll get to that in a
minute. In your words. Okay.
Yeah. So you are a very ambitious person, but you're not ambitious now.
Yes, sir.
And who else are you? You said you're an alcoholic, right?
I am.
Okay. And
I can acknowledge that. Yes, sir.
And who else are you? Or what else?
I'm a good person because I always give, and I never receive back. When I give, it's not intention to feel to give back, to get back, but I just don't get it. It's like I feel used, sir.
So you're a good person who is a given person, and then you feel used.
Yes.
Would a good person feel used?
Yes, sir.
Would a good person feel like someone is using them?
Like, yeah, like...
What's good about you?
My character.
And what's good about your character?
So, when I work in the medical field, so they always... One of my motto is always treat a next patient like it's your own family. So it could be a complete stranger, and but so I always give my best.
You give money to your patients?
Oh, no, sir. No. That's against HIPAA. That's against HIPAA. The HIPAA law.
So let me do this, Joseph, because of time. Number one, you're not an alcoholic. You drink alcohol because you have so much conflict on the inside and you're trying to make yourself feel better. You're drinking alcohol mm-hmm. is what you do, but that's not who you are.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying. Okay. Yes, sir.
And number two, there's nothing good about you.
There's nothing good about me? Okay.
No, zero.
I understand.
And number three, you're being...
Can you explain that? Can you explain number two?
I will in a minute.
Okay, number three.
And then number three, You're being used because you're weak, and you're being used because there is nothing good about you. You think
so? You don't think that's called being selfish?
No, that's being weak.
Okay. And then saying no is because my mom. Anytime my mom, I'll be like, mom, or anytime anybody be like, oh man, you're weak ass. You know what I mean? Nothing, man.
And they know you're so, weak. Like, that's why they didn't take advantage of you. And you think you're good, so you're giving to these people all you give, and then they use you, and then you get mad because you know you're being used. Because you know if you were a good person, you would not be giving your money to your mama or anyone.
Okay.
So you're being used, and they know it, and they take advantage of you, and they hate you because they can use you. And then you hate being used, so you get drunk.
Right.
And so you're not your thoughts, you're not the alcohol, you're not your misery, you're none of those things, so you need to stop calling yourself those things.
Okay. Good, decent. Well, what in the world says, you got to acknowledge what you are. And, I drink a lot, so.
And when will you stop doing?
Mr. Jesse, I will love to stop drinking.
You can right now if you wanted to.
Yes, sir.
Want me to tell you how?
Yes, sir.
Stop hating. Stop being angry.
Stop hating?
Yeah, stop being angry and you won't need to drink anymore.
I am angry. Yeah.
I know it. And you know who you're angry at first?
My mother.
Yes. You got to forgive your mother. Your mother is an evil, bitter, nasty woman who your father hated, and she hated your father. And she hates you because you just look like your father, and she hates
you.
True.
I'm my father's first son.
Yeah, you look just like him, and every time she see you, she see your daddy, and she hates you.
Okay.
You got to forgive your mother for recreating you in her image and turning you away from your father. And you forgive her by realizing as soon as you've already said, yeah, you do, you are angry at her, you resent her. She could not help herself. Her mother did screw her up as well. And your mother has no love, has never given you love. She doesn't have love. She did the best she could, but she doesn't have love. She only has hate. And so you have to go to her, mother, I have been resenting you all my life.
Yeah, yeah. My little sister kind of cut her off. My older sister kind of cut off. It's just the two middle boys.
Yeah, everybody hates your mama because your mama is evil.
Yeah.
But you got to face her and forgive her. Don't ask her for forgiveness. You forgive her. She could not help herself. And once you forgive her, then God will forgive you, and he will make you free. He will take away all your bitterness. He will give you a clearer mind. And you will have an amazing life.
Do you think it's because of the country difference? Because they from the West Indies.
No, it's because you hate her. It doesn't matter if you're from the West Indies,
South America,
yes, or Europe, or China, okay, or Japan, or anywhere. It's all the same spirit.
Because they say always help your people.
But I suffer
at the end. I suffer at the end.
Yeah, all mothers say that because they want to use you. That's why they say you gotta help. You gotta help your mama. You gotta help. They tell you that to set you up so they can use you.
Mm. Okay, sir.
You gotta forgive your mother so you can be free and stop calling yourself an alcoholic or anything. All thoughts are all lies all the time, Joseph, and you got to face your mother.
Yes, sir.
Will you do that?
Yeah, I'm beginning. I started my journey on that, You know, when anybody call me back from the Bronx, I don't pick up. I just make the phone ring.
Except to forgive your mother, don't pick up when she calls either if you don't want to. You're not obligated to anyone, only to the truth. You got to love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might, along with no one else or anything else, and then love your neighbor by not hating you, anyone. Don't be angry at anyone.
No, sir, I don't hate anyone. No, sir.
You hate your mama.
That's not part of my character.
No. You hate your mama.
Resent, despise, a little bit.
No, resentment, despise is hatred.
Okay.
Anger is hatred. And until you can admit that and then forgive, you're never going to be free.
Okay. Amazing. I love you, sir.
You too.
Yes, listen, sir, I love you.
You got to forgive your mama. You got to face your mother and then stop taking care of her. Dump her.
Okay. Yeah, I understand, because the wrong mistakes that they did in life, it's like coming down on me, and I'm kind of done with it. So, as I said, I'm on my journey of doing that right now, you know, because I didn't ask you to get that Jamaican restaurant. I didn't ask you to make certain business decisions. I didn't do that, you know.
That's
so,
right.
Yes, sir.
You had nothing to do with anyone's life but your own.
Yes, sir.
And forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to deal with her because he married his mama. Your mother was just like his mama, so he became the boy. Your mama became his mama, and the battle. That's what the generation curse is that most people won't drop the anger. They won't stop being angry so that their lives can change for the good. And it goes from generation to generation to generation, because all mothers, it doesn't matter where you're from, all mothers turn children away from earthly fathers, and in return, they turn the children away from God, the boys and the girls. Mothers are evil until they start to forgive their mothers and overcome.
But why would you say mothers are evil?
Because they are. Look how evil your mother is.
Yeah, my little sister backed down.
Yeah, your sister could not handle the evil in your mother, just like you couldn't handle it. And your father was supposed to protect you from your mother, stand between your children and the mother, so that the mothers cannot pass the evil onto the children. But the fathers end up marrying a woman that they hate, and they can't deal with it. They become like their fathers.
Okay. But when I don't give anything, they call me selfish.
That's what people do when they want to control you. They call you names. They'll call you names. And if that doesn't work, they'll tell you how sweet you are. They'll try to get an emotional ego reaction from you so they can control you. That's why they do it.
Okay, so I'm gonna forget about the name selfish, and just start living my life then.
Yes.
Okay.
But you got to forgive so you can drop the anger.
I mean, I have no anger, but this is just the next chapter right now as you talking to me. So there's no anger.
I did what I did.
I did what I could do.
No.
You know?
You got to forgive your mother, Joseph.
I forgive her.
You got to tell her.
I got to tell her. Okay. That's a hard one.
Why?
Amazing.
Why is that hard?
Because, as I said again, where we came from, it was kind of rough. So, you know.
Why is that hard to forgive, tell her you forgive her what she's done to you?
I don't know if it's a cultural thing.
It's not a cultural thing.
Because,
Black people do, black mothers do the same thing. White mothers do the same thing. Japanese mama, Chinese mama, Asian mama, Mexican mama, Indian mama. They all do the same thing, Joseph. It has nothing to do with culture. It's spiritual.
Okay.
It's spiritual. It's not physical.
Okay.
You got to tell her, okay. Joseph, mother, I have been resenting you all my life. You turned me against my father. You hated me because you hated my dad. I look like him.
Sir, you, that's a lot.
You, so what?
That's a lot right there.
And you imposed your will on me. I know now you couldn't help yourself, so I forgive you. I'm wrong for holding anger. And then however she react, if she... Yeah, that's fine. If she cries, when she cries, she's lying anyway. That's fine. You let her act however she want to act. Forgive her and be done with her.
In my opinion, I'd rather do that in silence, sir.
But you got to...
I do forgive her, though. I do forgive her, sir.
But you got to tell her, though. You got to face her.
Okay.
What would happen if you faced her?
She probably resent me.
She already resent you.
Amazing.
How would get your courage if you don't face your mother?
That's a good one.
That's a question.
How do I get my courage?
Yeah.
Sir, I'm not no punk. I go to the gym. I do everything and all that combative
Superman
sports.
Superman go to the gym too, but he's afraid of his mama.
Yes, sir. Okay, yes.
How will you get your courage if you don't face your mother? If you don't face your mother, every woman you get involved with will be mama, and you're going to be afraid of them, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes,
not
yes,
when it comes
yes.
to women.
Well, then, your mother's a woman, right?
Say what?
Your mother's a woman, right?
Yeah.
But you're afraid to face her. I thought you weren't afraid to face women. You're afraid to face your own mama.
Yeah.
Nah.
I love my mom, man. But I love you, sir. I love my mom.
If you love your mother, you would forgive her. You don't love your mama. You hate your mama. If you
no, I don't. I don't. I don't. I love what I did for her, but it's not good. It's not going to continue.
But you got to.
That's my point.
I'm gonna have to run, Joseph. But if you want to be free, you got to shake in your boot and face your mother and forgive her for what she's done to you, so that God can forgive you. And take away her identity from you. Because you become like what you hate. You got to do what you want, but you got to face your mother if you want to be free. You're not going to get your courage back until you can stand and face your mother, shaking in your boots, and forgive her for what she's done to you. And then I promise you, you will never have fear again. If you did drink, you would drink in moderation because you won't have guilt and fear and all that stuff. You will become a free person because when you forgive others, God will forgive you. But you got to face your mother, man.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Are you going to do it?
In due time. In due time.
Due time is now.
I'm not gonna call and wake her up, and because she's in the East Coast, we 3 hours back.
Right, so she's ahead of you.
Yeah.
So is she still in bed? This time is 8, 9, 10, 11. She's still in bed. Yeah. It's almost 11 o'clock over there.
Yeah, she's about 70, man. She's about 70.
Well,
so.
Forgive her, yeah. man. I got her. Oh, one last thing. Are you doing the silent prayer? You know about the silent prayer?
Yeah. I do the silent prayer every morning. I don't because, you know, as I said, she's Jamaican. She want me to go on my knees and speak out loud. No, I don't do that. I believe in the higher power, and I just think in my head, said, thank you, God. You know,
no,
I wish everybody could wake up.
Do you know about my silent prayer?
No, sir.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And I want you to do your little hoop and hollering if you want, but do the silent prayer. Be still so God can catch up with you. Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Okay. I see it on the screen. Oh man. The comment that the live is killing me right now. It's all good, man.
Stop listening to that. Hey. Don't pay attention to that.
The live is killing me, man.
Joseph, don't pay attention to that. You work on you and you will have an amazing life.
It's all good, man. I'm about to go check into my shift in a little bit, man.
All right, it's all good. You got to forgive your mother, Joseph, if you want to be free.
All right.
All right. Good talking to you.
I love you, Jess.
I love you too,
buddy. Talk to you next week, okay? I'm going to call you back next week.
Okay, absolutely.
All right, bye.
888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jerome.
Hey, so I was thinking about this, quote unquote assassination attempt on the president. And, I don't believe it, but.
You don't believe what?
That it's real.
You don't believe what is real?
I don't believe that the assassination attempt was a real one. I think it was staged by maybe the president or somebody, you know, around him. I don't think it was a real thing.
And why? Why do you think he would do something like that?
For publicity, stunts. And, of course, he made the statement afterwards about, this is why we need a ballroom, which I'm not sure why you would need a ballroom to stop a shooter. But, I guess when I was growing up, I was always under the impression that, the president was untouchable. And, now with Trump, we've had 3 assassination attempts. So just something smells fishy here.
Oh, okay. So you don't believe it?
Yeah. But,
okay.
I understand.
I understand. You have a right not to believe it.
Yeah, but with that, I was thinking there's a possibility that they may give this guy, the death sentence. And I wanted to know what your opinion on the death sentence is.
Because human beings don't have love until they return to the Father, they are going to commit, because their hearts are wicked and evil, they will commit crimes like that because they are of their father, the devil, right? And so a human being with anger goes out of control. And you need something to contain them. And so they need the law of the land to contain them. Otherwise, they go completely out of control and affect everyone around you. So for that reason, I'm okay with it.
Well, doesn't the prison contain
Even though, because the world's so crazy now, divided, you can't even trust the people on the courthouse anymore. You can't trust the juror. So it's hard for that to happen. You don't know what's right about that because their hearts are wicked. Jerome, hold on for me. Let me take a break. I've been hate news. Back in a moment. My bad. Back in a moment.
And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right? One of the terror attacks I mentioned two terror attacks. One was, I don't know if it was a terror attack, but Brown University. Well, this one was in London area, North London, England, somewhere. A terror attack suspect is a British national, meaning he's a citizen of the UK, right? But he was born in Somalia, 45 years old, accused of stabbing two Jewish men in Golders Green, a knife attack yesterday, Wednesday, the 29th of April. This is today's the 30th. Tomorrow, the rent's due, by the way. 45-year-old suspect, whom they did not name, of course, right? Reportedly involved in an altercation just hours before his arrest for attempted murder, he was tasered as he attempted to stab police officers. You know, they don't have manly guns, all right, in general. A history of serious violence and mental health issues this guy had. And again, he's not being named. The Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, a liberal woman, nice English name, not. She oversees policing, immigration, national security, including MI5 over there in the UK, and counterterrorism for England and Wales. She confirmed the man came to the United Kingdom lawfully as a child. And he stabbed, allegedly, Shloime Rand, 34, and Moshe Shine, age 76. They were hospitalized in North London. So shout out to the Jews in the UK under attack. Nick Reiner murder case is continued until September as attorneys are waiting for autopsy reports for his parents, or at least his father. I don't know if was that his mother? I don't know. Anyway, an additional evidence they're awaiting. The U.S. is seeking a new coalition to get ships moving again in the Strait of Hormuz, according to Wall Street Journal, the Rhino outlet. And the United States is seeking to deploy, perhaps, hypersonic missiles for the first time, or one anyway, for the first time against Iran. The U.S. military commanders were to brief Trump on new options against Iran, according to the far-left HBO-affiliated Axios. Axios. I think they're affiliated with HBO. Israeli strikes killed 8 in South Lebanon. You know, they're going after Hezbollah over in Lebanon. Hezbollah is like a political party in addition to like a so-called terrorist group. And I say so-called, they might really be. They killed even rescue workers, by the way. The Israeli strikes killing 8 in South Lebanon. But Hezbollah, they have like seats in the parliament or whatever they have over there in Lebanon. Hezbollah has adopted a new weapon, according to the Morning Sun, a fiber optic drones. Wow. Used widely in the war in the Ukraine. Huh. I wonder if Russia's helping them out or something, or I don't know. David Allen Coe, a country music singer type of guy, I guess. He wrote this song called, don't say this, kids, but Take This Job and Shove It. Whoa. And other country hits. He died at the tender age of 86. Gone too soon. New California regulations allow heavy-duty driverless vehicle testing and deployment. That's exciting. For once, California does something good, or is that not good? But heavy-duty vehicles, that sounds heavy-duty. ICE has arrested more than triple under Trump, as the share of those arrestees without charges rises. That's a Ground News article. You guys complaining about, oh, deportations are down. Well, the ICE has arrested more than triple since Trump took office January 20, 2025. Average daily ICE arrests have more than tripled to 902 compared to 294 during Joe Biden's final year. The administration prioritizes arresting those who committed the worst of the worst crimes. New data indicates 37% have no so-called criminal conviction or charges, up from 21.5% under Biden. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Somewhere
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why are you seeking to exert yourself? Why are you seeking to exert yourself? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. Oh, why are you seeking to exert yourself? Oh, my bad. Where are you seeking? My bad. He black. Where are you seeking to exert yourself? Not why. Where are you seeking to exert yourself? All right? My bad. He black. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, going to the gym, whatever it is you're doing, taking your children to the public schools so that the school can mess them up, destroy them because you don't love them enough to stay home and raise them. You want to be out getting your ego stroked at work. And the people say how wonderful you are at work. You can podcast the show and on your way to work or school or wherever, you can listen still on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk and Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
News for you. We're getting closer to his return, and the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Bible Thumper Thursday. 888-77 Jesse, what a mess. Christ has already returned, and they're still waiting for him to come. What the? It's like the Jews are still waiting for a deliberate Messiah. And the Messiah come. He went away and came back. What the? And the Christians are waiting too. What a mess. Let me go back to Jerome about the death penalty. Jerome, do you understand that I am for it, but because human beings are so wicked and that you can't really trust the court or anybody now because everything is so messed up. Jerome? Oh, Jerome with God? No, Jerome? Oh, hold on a minute, Jerome. I hit the wrong one. My bad. Hold on. Jerome?
Yeah, can you hear me, Justin?
I can now. So I am for the death penalty because evil people need the law of the land to contain them. If not, they go completely out of control. And we see that happening right now when they took away the death penalty in some states. They took away bail bond. They defunded the police. And the people went out of control. Crime is out of control now because they don't have anything to contain them.
But we have prison to contain them. We don't need to kill people to contain them. That's not containing. That's just murder.
Well, they're getting rid of the prisons, too.
No, I mean, they're building more and more and more and more. They're not stopping any prison.
In California, I don't know, maybe around in other countries, in California, they're talking about getting rid of them, and they let the inmates out already. And prison nowadays is just a place to go relax anyway. They have color TVs, they have weight rooms, they have exercise. Prison is not prison anymore. When I become president, I'm going to put the prisons back on the road and make them do chain gang work.
That's fine and all, but prisons are not all fine and dandy. Like, people are still getting killed, people are still getting raped, people are still getting stabbed and beat up by the prison guards. The prisons are not good.
That's happening on the inside and the outside of the prison every day.
I know, but you're saying that they have weight rooms and color TVs, like it's a good thing. I don't know why you're saying that. You're saying they have color TVs and weight rooms, and you say you've spoken at prisons. You know how bad prisons are. They're not anything. Nobody wants to go to prison.
But prison is not no different than outside of the prison. Angry people are already in prison.
And that's your argument for
death penalty? Like, the people, they fight on the outside of the prison, then they end up going to prison, right? And then when they get in prison, they still fight one another because their hearts are still wicked.
And so that's why you think we should bring back the death penalty, because people fight, so we need to kill them?
No, we need the death penalty because they need something to control or contain them. And if with some people, not all, but with some people, they know they're going to go to the death penalty, they are less likely to commit the crime that would bring on that.
But there's no evidence to show that. People are still committing these exact same crimes that will get them the needle or the electric chair.
You say what now?
There's no evidence to show that people will stop committing these crimes if there's the penalty of death. Well, they're still doing that.
No, it won't stop, but it will.
I'm not saying stop completely, of course. My bad. I'm saying more like slow down or the numbers will lessen. There's no evidence to state that.
I don't even know what you mean by that.
No, you're saying that if we had the death penalty, people will be less likely to commit these crimes, but they're not. They're still going to commit these crimes at the same amount.
That's not true. That's literally not true.
How do you know that?
Because
do you have evidence or proof to state that otherwise?
If they strongly bring back the death penalty, and these people know they're going to die by hanging them or electric chair or needles, however they do it, they'll think twice before they commit a crime, at least a crime that would bring on the death penalty. All crimes are not for the death penalty. Do you have common sense, Jerome?
Why are you asking me that?
No, because I want to know.
Are you trying to insult me and trying to say that I don't?
No, it was just a question. Do you have common sense?
I'm not. I guess I'm not really sure if I do.
You don't know if you have common sense or not?
No, it sounds like you're trying to relate it back to obviously, if we get the death penalty back, obviously people will stop committing these crimes, and that's not common sense the way you think it is.
I didn't say what it was. I just asked the question.
I know, but you're asking it because of that. We playing this do-si-do game right now. We don't have to. You're asking it.
You said what now?
Do you have common sense?
You said what?
Do you have common sense?
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. I want to show you something really fast. Thank you, bro. We're talking about it's Bible Thumper, so we're talking about Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. This is what we're supposed to be doing on earth. We're supposed to be the light of the world, which is the love, the light of God working through us so we can see heaven on paradise. Heaven on earth, paradise on earth. But there is no love. I got more proof I want to show you. And what I'm about to show you, you're going to go, wow, what an evil woman. But if you have one negative thought about your fellow man, or your woman, when we say man, we mean woman too. If you have anger, if you have resentment, if you have any negativity in you at all, you're no different than this person right here. You're just seeing this person acting out in public, but it's in you too, until you overcome. Until you overcome. Until you overcome. Have Pearl call me back. I wanted to ask her. She just called me, and I wanted to ask her a question, too. Pearl, David. Pearl, call back if you can hear. Call me, Pearl. 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 I want you to watch something that is so wicked. This female is so wicked that I don't even know if God will hear her prayers if she says she was sorry. She's so connected to evil. It's from C-SPAN. Watch this. This so-called Senator Also Brooke, A-L-S-O Brooks, confronted Secretary Kennedy regarding a past statement alleging he suggested that every black kid should be represented on a wellness form. Watch this from C-SPAN.
Today that you said every black kid can get reparented on a wellness farm. Can you admit that you said that?
Didn't get reparented on a wellness.
Well, let me read exactly what you said. You said every black kid is now just standard, put on Adderall, on SSRIs, benzos, which are known to induce violence, and those kids are going to have a chance to go somewhere and get reparented, to live in a community where there'll be no cell phones, no screens. You know, you claimed, in fact, you went on to say, actually the whole transcript was even worse, you said that if you could, you would send, quote, every black kid, again, your words, not mine, to go live on farms and work. Is that your
community? I would have to hear that recording because...
Well, I have the recording.
I have no memory of saying anything like that.
Yeah, well, I actually have the recording that I can give to you, but it is absolutely what you said. And if you want me to play it, I can play it.
But if you ask me what my opinion is... I do not believe that every black kid should be reparented on a wellness farm or whatever, and I have never believed that.
Well, you said it, sir. I have the video here. In fact,
I'm telling you, I don't believe it. That's not my vision for our country.
Well, I'm glad because it was ignorant to say, it was dangerous, and it was irresponsible.
Well, if I said it, I apologize, but I'd have to see the transcript.
Nice. What a nasty, nasty female. What a nasty one. And you want them in your government. You want them in your government. Be careful what you ask for. This is hell on earth. And it's going to get worse because you put in the children of the devil in control of your country, in control of the homes, in control of the businesses. What do you think going to happen? When you leave Satan in control of your life through the imagination, by way of thoughts and emotions, what happens to you? Do you get better? It's only when you take control away will you get better. And my country is not going to get better until you take back the country from the females. Just like you got to take back the homes from the females. And then leave them by example. You stand between the children and the mother. You got your work cut out, guys, but you're afraid of mama. What the? One other quick story, and I want to know. I really want to hear from you on this if I can, if you don't mind. Male and female, doesn't matter. I want to hear from you. Is this mother showing her son love or hate? There's a thin line between love and hate. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for a fool. Break up to make up. That's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. That's the game human beings play on each other. First you love me, then you hate me. Then you hate me, and then you love me. And then you love me, and then you hate me. What a mess! Is this love or hate for her son? Inside History is reporting. A mother caught her son on a home security footage repeatedly abusing their four-month-old kitten, the cat, the kitten, kitten, leaving the animal unable to walk or eat. Rather than simply scolding him or taking away his privileges, she required him to destroy his own PS5 basketball hoop. What the? You do not take a boy's hoop away from him. Which is more important, the cat or the hoop? And other I'm told it's a game system. I don't know what it is. Basketball game system. And other electronics on camera. Watch it from Instagram.
With your PlayStation 5, how you picked my cat up and slammed it on the ground multiple times. Do it. Now pick it up and do it again. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me move this for you, baby, so you know it's real. I want you to raise it up on your tiptoes and slam that bitch as hard as you can like you did my motherfucking cat. Pick it up and do it again. Since you got anger issues, we gonna fix them today. This is your punishment. Now pick all that shit up and throw it in the trash.
Is that love for the son or is that hate? Coming from a mother, she said MF to him too. Is that love or hate? What do you say, Anchor Baby?
No, that's insane. That's hate. The same hate that made that kid throw that cat.
Absolutely. I agree. Derek, my producer, he black. He says, I understand justice for killing a cat, but love is always the answer. And Haken says she proudly recorded this and shared it. Where is the love in that? One thing this brought to my mind, I counsel over the years with men and women when they were children, when they were boys and girls, young kids, they punish animals. They do all kinds, they punish animals, kill them, set them on fire, do all kinds of things. And you know why? They hate their mothers. They hate their mothers. And they hate their mothers so much, they can't punish mama because they can't have an adult, they're kids. And they punish the animals. And you wonder why. How can they do that to an animal? They do it to the animal because that's what's being done to them. They've been treated like animals by their own mothers. And the father neither not around, or if he's around, he can't deal with the mother. And the kids are angry, and anger will make you do this. And some people, when they become adults, because they didn't get hold of themselves, they go from killing animals to killing people. They go from punishing animals, killing animals. It's the hatred that's coming from them. You see, did that woman sound like she loved the son? You did it to my MF cat. That is not love. That is pure hatred. A mama's love is so special, it will kill you. And it stays with you until the day you die, unless you forgive her and overcome her. And that kid looked like maybe 9 or 10. Just imagine the suffering he's going through. If this story is true, because they do all kinds of stuff on video now, allegedly, but if it is true, in many cases it is true, just think of the suffering he's going with living with his own mother. The hell he's already in. And then when he go up and if he become a gang member, you wonder what happened. You blame it on the white people. You blame it on racism. It's coming from that home, from the mother. The gates of hell comes through the mother. It comes through the mother. We had a caller earlier. His mother's taking total advantage of him, using him. She made him her husband. You got to drop the anger. And fathers, you got to wake up so you can protect your children from the mothers. And mothers, you need to overcome the anger because you have no love and you're destroying your own children and blaming it on the father or someone else or something else. You can overcome evil. Women who are working on themselves, and I hear them all the time from the meetings, the bond meetings, the women's forums, the counseling sessions around the world, they'll realize, you know what, Jesse, I am evil. I do resent my mother. I have become like her. I'm going to forgive her. And they start to change. It's evil, folks. You have no idea the impact, the control that evil has on you through your thoughts, through the thoughts and the emotion. You're not in control, and y'all think y'all got a free will. Will yourself not to be evil. Will yourself out of it. All you people who think you have a free will. One other quick example of evil inside of every human being, according to the word, is in the word. We all have sinned and must be born again in order to be free. Otherwise, you will be a slave to your sin of hatred and anger and resentment and calamity and jealousy and gossiping and thrills of hurting yourself and others. It's all evil. The battle is spiritual. And just because you read about God and because you think about what you think is God or Christ, that ain't going to do you no good. It's keeping you away from God. Your heart is still angry and wicked. Fox 35 is reporting more than 1,000 teenagers descended upon Icon Park over the weekend, allegedly as part of a social media takeover. Look what happened. Watch this from WESH.
This was Icon Park Saturday night.
They're black.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office says by 7:30 p.m., around 1,000 teens had filled into the heart of the tourist district, and that's when multiple fights started breaking out.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the situation just got chaotic and tense.
We met someone caught in the chaos, and he was just trying to enjoy dinner at Icon Park.
kids running everywhere, families grabbing their children, running inside restaurants. There was a large police presence.
Sheriff John Mina says they found out about this gathering from social media, but they did not expect the level of chaos that followed.
Hopefully it's just a trend that will end at some point, because I mean, literally, what did they get out of it? You know, some people went to jail.
Ultimately, deputies arrested 9 teens ranging from 13 to 16 years old. They are facing charges including battery on a law enforcement officer. And in the middle of it all, 2 deputies were injured, but they are expected to be okay. And Sheriff Mina tells us that they are aware of a future takeover that's supposed to take place on May 9th here at Icon Park. They say they will have a large police presence and are not messing around and will make arrest if needed.
It's not going to end. Here the white people trying to go to lunch and dinner, and the blacks showing up, bring the hood to the suburb. And white people just want a white, nice, quiet life. They don't want fighting. They don't want the racist stuff. Leave them alone. Let them have their white first-class life. Don't take your hood to the suburbs. What the? I saw this, and it may not be true, social media. Someone sent it to me, I think. This female, Jasmine Cricket, she was being interviewed somewhere, and apparently the interviewer didn't do what she wanted them to do. I don't know. I haven't seen the whole thing yet. And she was like, I am the 530 most powerful person in the country, and you're going to disrespect me? What? She thinks she's powerful. Poor Jasmine, if that's true. It may not be true. But anyway, what's wrong with the blacks, huh? They're taking their mess to the suburbs. WESH, one of the team family alleged deputy, one of the team family alleges deputy used excessive force during the Icon Park takeover arrest. What is this, Lord?
Only on West 2 tonight, we are talking with the family of one of the teens arrested at Icon Park Saturday night. I'm Jesse Pagan.
And I'm Lindsay Sablon. They say the deputy who arrested that young boy used excessive force by slamming him to the ground. And the boy and his family spoke exclusively with West 2's Patrick Perez, who is live near Icon Park with the details.
Exclusive new video shared with West 2 News shows the moments an Orange County Sheriff's deputy took down a teen during a so-called takeover of Icon Park Saturday night.
I'm doing a little good. Yeah. But my back kind of hurt and my leg still hurting. But that's it.
14-year-old Tavorian Dade says just moments before he was defending himself from a teen who had picked a fight with him. He thought the deputy was just another teen also trying to throw in some punches.
And he didn't say his name, so I thought I was getting jumped, but I wasn't. I looked behind, it was a car. Then I tried to stop. Then he just caught me. So after that, I got back up and I didn't resist right then and there.
Still, his family says he was charged with resisting arrest without violence, and they allege the deputy used excessive force.
I believe once he got him on the ground, once he tackled him, and I feel like he could have just cuffed him from there. He picked him up and he slammed him.
Tavorian's grandmother, Tamika Martell, worries he could have been badly hurt.
They're not grown men, they're children. No, say if he had children, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't want nobody to treat his children that way.
Right. Okay.
And the family tells me the arresting deputy ended up apologizing to them about what happened, but they still plan to file a complaint with the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
If you love your children, you have them at home with you, lady. The treasure chest is now open on local. Stretch off on funerals.net. Let me take a quick break. Your phone calls the super chat when I come back. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. I said, my baby's gone. Amazing. So, announcements. The Hake Report coming up at the top of the hour from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1, the American Anchor Baby. And check out Punchy TV, a brand new episode on Punchy. You can podcast the show. Punchy.tv with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. Da na 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 na. Don't mess with Bill. Check it out, Punchy.tv. With Bill. And last but not least, brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow. A brand new episode. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a fun, interesting talk with Adam Kahn, a progressive debater. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
They let these foreigners in, and they chant death to America.
You get annoyed with people saying death to America, but Trump and his team are actually trying to bring death to America.
That's amazing. So it's not like you don't like Trump.
Trump is what you might call a beta male, right? He's a liar. He's a sore loser. He's a cheater. He's vengeful and spiteful and hateful. Do you like Obamacare, Jesse?
No.
You don't think people should have cheaper health care?
It's expensive because we got these losers that we have to pay for.
We shouldn't pay for the losers. We should just let them die.
Yes. Amazing. It was a fun debate, though. It really, really was. A discussion, not a debate, but a discussion. And you can support the Fallen State right there by becoming a member of the Fallen State on the YouTube channel or just leepeterson.locals.com. And so we showed you these videos where these, according to report, over 1,000 what appeared to be black teenagers went over to Icon Park and raised hell. Pure hell. And you want to know, what's wrong with the blacks? Here's what's wrong with the blacks from inside history. Watch this. From Instagram, I mean.
With your PlayStation 5.
This is what's wrong with the blacks.
How you picked my cat up and slammed it on the ground multiple times. Do it. Now pick it up and do it again. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me move this for you, baby, so you know it's real. I want you to raise it up on your tiptoes and slam that bitch as hard as you can like you did my motherfucking cat. Pick it up and do it again. Since you got anger issues, we're going to fix them today. This is your punishment. Now pick all that shit up and throw it in the trash.
Amazing, huh? He got anger issues. Where do you think his anger issues came from? Where? But no, when he go over to Icon Park and carry on, she gonna blame the police. Well, the police should have taken him down like that. I feel like the police should have put the handcuffs on the way on the ground. How about you? I bet, how about you dropping your anger so he doesn't have to be at Icon Park acting that way? Why don't you? Just imagine children of all races, not just the blacks, of all races growing up, and the fathers are allowing their wives, the mother of the children, or stepmother in some cases, treat their children in this way. And instead of blaming the mother, you blame the child or children. I'm told that we had that video with Jasmine Cricket. Lord, Jasmine thinks she got power. Where's this from?
From X.
Watch this from X in the Blaze.
I'm a black woman in America. So, I mean, you know. I mean, some people are just like, oh, but you're a congresswoman. I'm a black woman first. And so, you know, the level of disrespect that is continuously lobbed against us as black women, you know, for me, I'm like, wait a minute now. I am one of the 535 most powerful people in this country. And for some reason, you think we on the same level, but you're going to disrespect me? Mm. Like, it's not going to happen.
It's
like,
not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. So I'm a black woman in America.
On what level is she on? Oh, there, oh, my. You're not on a level, heifer. And you have no power. Real power only comes from God, from the truth. So someone sent me that video earlier. I hadn't heard the whole thing. Now you see it from the Blaze. When will black people stop saying, I'm a black woman. I'm black. I'm a black man. Harder on a black man. When will that all end? It will end when you stop listening to it. When you go, what the? That's amazing. Vincent is the first time caller out of Connecticut. Human beings are evil, folks. Their human nature has no love. And that's why they do it. They're of their father, the devil. Forgive them. They know not what they do. Vincent, you are on the air.
Sir.
Hey, Vincent.
Hello. How are you, sir?
All is well.
Good. I just want to first off say it's an honor to talk to you.
Thank
been
you.
A big fan. I've been, dude. I've been sitting on hold listening to you on the call. I've been talking to myself. Hello, hello. I thought I was on the air.
What the?
I heard you. What the? So I'm living in Hartford, Connecticut right now.
Okay.
And I'm starting to get the fatigue. You know the. We're all sinners, so I can't say that. I'll just say my question. I know what to do. Like, I know the truth, but I keep doing the wrong thing. Like, why is that? What is it?
And when you say me? When you say you keep doing the wrong thing, who are you?
I don't know. Angry, hateful, lust, kind of like worldly pleasures, like I keep chasing after. I'm like, I know I shouldn't, and I know it's wrong, but I keep doing it.
I understand that. Are you those things, or are those things happening through you?
I think I kind of seek them. Like, I seek those things.
Are you those things, or are those things happening through you?
I don't know. What do you think? I don't know.
What the?
E-Black, why do you call yourself, lust? I keep lusting. I keep doing this. I keep doing that. I can't do this. I can't do that. Who are you referring to when you say I?
Me, Vincent.
And who is, who are you?
I guess I'm a lost child of God. It's like I know the truth. Like I know what I need to do, but I just keep.
What would happen if you never said, I am this and I am that? If you never call it you again, what would happen?
I don't know.
Why don't you try? Why don't you do it and see what happens? If you never say, I am this and I am that and I'm doing this and I've done that, why don't you stop calling I and see what happens?
So what should I call it? What should I call myself?
Nothing. Call it nothing. Don't give it a name at all so you can stop identifying with the false self. You're not your lust. Mm. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. Mm-hmm. You're not your name. You're not your color. Mm. You're none of those things. Why don't you stop calling those things? Be not as though they are real. They're not real.
Mm. It's all made up, in my head?
Yes.
Is that weird?
It's all a thought and nothing else. And you believe the thought. What would happen if you never believed a thought again?
I guess I wouldn't get so upset and so emotional sometimes.
And so why don't you stop believing thoughts then?
And you're saying, stop believing my thoughts and just follow the Father?
Do you create your own thoughts?
No.
Who created them?
I guess I do, yeah.
You create them?
I think so, but sometimes they just pop into my head.
How do you create a thought? Tell me the first three steps you take to create a thought. How do you do it?
First step is probably stupid. I'll tell you that.
But how do you create a thought? And if you're created there, why would you create a thought that would bring you pain and misery and fear? Why do you create those thoughts for yourself if you are the creator of them?
Well, damn. Don't get me wrong. I might have, said it wrong earlier, but I know I'm not, shit.
You said that you create thoughts. Why do you create, if you are the creator of your own thoughts, why do you create thoughts that bring you misery and pain? Would you do that? If you're the creator, why would you create thoughts that bring you pain?
I don't know. Maybe because I like the adrenaline of being angry.
If you like it, why are you complaining about something that you love?
I don't like it.
And so if you don't like it, why would you create thoughts then that would bring you misery? If you are the creator of your own thoughts, why don't you just create all thoughts that make you happy and have peace? Why are you creating thoughts that bring you misery?
But do you think I'm the creator of my own thoughts, or do you think it's Satan and
I know for a fact.
Pressures?
I know for a fact and without a doubt, you are not the creator. You have never created a thought. You never will create a thought. And you cannot create a thought even if you try.
Why? Because I'm retarded?
No, because you can't create a thought. Thoughts are evil. They are spiritual. And they are evil. Yeah. And they made a home in you. And they control mm-hmm. you. But all your life, you've been calling them you. And they're not uh-huh. you at all. You've identified uh-huh. with the wrong identity. You lost your real identity, and you picked up this false identity, and you've been identified with that, and it's not you at all. And that's why you said, mm-hmm. I am this, and I am that. It's not you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I just wanted your perspective. And
yeah, you like, want to be? Do you want to be free of all the lust and the desires that is driving you?
Yes. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You got to forgive your mother. You become like your mother. Your mm-hmm. thoughts and your emotions are that of your mother. You became like what you hate. You got to forgive her for recreating you in her image. Don't ask for mm-hmm. forgiveness. Forgive her. Mother, I am sorry mm-hmm. for resenting you. I have become like you. And if she say, I'm sorry, fine. If she doesn't, fine. And she doesn't want to play with you anymore, fine. If she does, fine. But God will forgive you when you forgive her. He will give you a clear mind. He will take away all those thoughts and things that you're having because they're of the devil. They're not of God or you. And he will give you mm-hmm. a clear mind. But you got to forgive your mother. Why haven't you done that already?
I mean, honestly, I'll tell you this. I'm an only child.
Oh, God. You got all the punishment.
Yeah. It's all eyes on me.
Yeah.
And so I just,
why haven't you?
I got that little hellion streak in me where I just like to.
And that's like, what's in your mother, though. You got that from your mother. You became like her.
No, sir. Dude, I got it from my dad.
No, you got
my
it
from... My dad was like that.
You know, but... And I'll get to your father in a minute. But why haven't you forgiven your mother for turning you against your father?
Oh, she didn't turn me against.
Yes, you did. You see your... What have your father done to you?
I think my parents gave me too good of a life,
What did your father do to you?
Yeah, they gave me too good of a life. Too comfortable.
I know. What did your father do to you that you need to forgive him?
Nothing.
So then why you say you got to forgive your father? Your father done nothing to you.
Well, because we're just like two peas in a pod. Like, we're just the same. Like,
what
gave me...
But because of time, Vincent, what you have... Yeah. You see your father through your mother's eyes. You don't see your, mm-hmm. you, the real you, don't resent your father. You love your father. But because you've identified with your mother, you see him the way she sees him. And that's not going to change until you forgive your mother.
Then I need to sober up.
Once you forgive your mother, you will sober up. You will have nothing but peace. And life will be amazing.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Why haven't you forgiven her because of time? Why haven't you forgiven your mother?
Well, I didn't think there was a reason for me. Like, she didn't do anything to me to, like, forgive her. Like, I love my mom.
If you love her, you will forgive her. Why do you think you're so much like her? If she didn't do anything, how did you become like her?
I don't think I became like her. I think I became a fucking drunk.
You became just a nutcase.
Nutcase.
You became a drunk in a nutcase because you resent your mother. But let me tell you this. I want you to call me back, but for the meantime, think about this so you can see that you really do forgive or resent her. and then forgive her, forgive your father for not protecting you from her. He didn't know how to deal with her either. And I promise you, your whole life would change. And it would be amazing for you.
You but no, she's a good lady. Don't knock my mother, right? There's no such thing as a good lady.
No. No such thing as a good mother and no such thing as a good lady. In any race.
No, she's, yeah, I'm from, where are you located? Where are you?
Down in L.A.
She's from, oh, you're in L.A.? You got to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, stop. We on the air, so don't be cursing, man.
Sorry.
But listen, I got to run. I want you to call me back on this. Think about it. And see for yourself, do I really have anger? If they spoil you, forgive them for spoiling you. That's destroyed you as well.
That's the answer to my question. They gave me too good of a life.
Yeah.
They spoiled me. Yeah. I was mama boy.
Right. So forgive them for that too.
The only child. Mama. Yeah. He still live with mama.
You live with your mother now?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got my own. All right. I live in the hood.
But call me back, Vincent. I got to run, buddy. Super chat.
Jell Bell 71, yelling is helling. New T-shirt idea. Eyes.
Amazing. Thanks for the suggestion.
Angela, no message.
Thank you, Angel. Angela.
Nice.
Appreciate it.
Nick LaBoy, your thoughts, Jesse? If God creates everything perfect, and Adam and Eve were perfect before the forbidden fruit, why did he create Lucifer with an evil presence that caused him to destroy Adam?
Lucifer didn't destroy Adam. Adam listened to the woman destroy him. Amazing. Thank you.
All right. Eric, we don't think we see in the light or blindly feel in the dark.
Amazing. Thank you.
Riley J.M., hey, Jesse, forgave my parents, but my mom still texts me and calls me every once in a while. She recently texted me and said, good morning, Rye. Just thinking about you, praying for your day. I didn't respond to her, laughing with tears.
Right on. If you want to respond, you respond. If you don't want to, don't. Just don't do it out of any sense of obligation at all, and you'll be fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Half Black Tony, member 3 months. Appreciate you, Jesse, for the truth you speak. Now I'm staying present and ignoring thoughts.
Stay present. Come out of those thoughts about the past or the future or this or that, and just stay present. You haven't seen anything yet. Stay with it, all right? Stay with it.
Loctus, the real question is, where was the mother when he was torturing the cat, the boy? Why is she watching him on video? Asks Loctus.
That's a very good question.
I looked it up. She had to look on Ring camera or something, security camera footage. Probably because she found out the cat was all messed up, and she's like, how did this happen? That's what I surmise.
Amazing. Thank you, though. Amazing.
Rumble rant from Nick LaBoy. I find it funny, Jesse. Jerome always accuses you of playing dumb, yet he's caught doing it himself. Everyone knows today the prisons are like five-star hotels. You can get a college degree in there.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, 5 coffees. Mothers protect their feelings, not yours. It's always about them and never about their children.
That is so true. That's so deep and so amazing. And every mother, it doesn't matter the race or the finance.
Very nice. Thank you. Charles, hey, Jesse. Garrett from West Virginia did a poor job of explaining the difference in IQs of whites and blacks yesterday. White lineage is from a cold climate where you had to be resourceful and invent things to survive. It was passed down. Blacks came from a warm climate, which is much easier to survive, therefore didn't have to think as much to survive.
Amazing. Thank you. I had no idea what he was saying, Garrett, yesterday.
Sort of missed that call. So
yeah, I didn't understand what he was saying at all. But thank you. Amazing.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, guess that dumb mother didn't seem to care if she spends over $500 for PlayStation 5 of her own money to buy the game system for her son. Didn't seem to care. Now $500 went down the drain. she bought it, I don't know.
And the way she was cursing at him was mind-blowing to me. Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Eric, I'm a black woman in America. A black woman first. And you're not going to disrespect me.
course.
What,
what a mess, huh?
Thank Total you. Mess.
Yeah.
And Brandy from Hawaii, that kid is Black Michael Myers. Evil, Jesse.
What happened?
That kid is Black Michael Myers.
Who is Michael Myers?
Well, Michael Myers is, I think, the guy from Halloween, that big guy who wears the weird man mask.
Yeah.
And he randomly kills people. And he's a sort of a mama's boy, I think.
And she's standing there with the cat.
I guess.
Brandy, right?
I presume. Yeah.
Brandy? Thank you, Brandy. I appreciate it. What the?
Very nice.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Let me just double check. I do believe that's all for now.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you all for your support. I do appreciate you helping us to help others. Oh, we got a lot to do. I tried desperately to get to as many calls as I could. Still couldn't get to them all. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. We're just going to move calls, all right? Maybe a few news items, too. The Hate Report is coming now, and then the American Anchor Baby. After that, check out Punchy TV. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV with Bill. And then today is the last day for 30% off the merch. Go to DestinyPeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Put in the code JLP30 for your discount. All right? JLP30. And to the callers, I'm out of time. Amazing. Take care. Stay with it. Stay with it. And just stay with it. Don't give up. The devil wants you to stop. The devil inside of you and the devil inside of others wants you to stop. Don't fall for it. Amazing. Thank you all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit. And through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND.